Rubio says he's alarmed by the state's increasing Zika cases.
The Friday before last, officials confirmed the largest number of new Zika infections in a single day in the state of Florida, with 10 new cases. That was a short-lived record. It was broken last Wednesday, when Florida confirmed 11 new Zika infections. That record was broken again on Monday of this week, when 13 new infections were reported.
11 more cases reported this Wednesday brings Florida's total to close to 300, and Rubio says it will only get worse. He still worries over the Olympic athletes and others traveling to Brazil considered the epicenter of the Zika outbreak, but CDC Director Tom Frieden says really one group in particular has cause for concern.
All travel involves risk, maybe from a motor vehicle crash, infectious diarrhea, maybe from dengue or other diseases. We don't think the risk will outweigh the travel benefits for most people, except for the group of pregnant women.
Still, he says the CDC plans to conduct a study on Olympic athletes who contract the mosquito-borne disease that can cause birth defects, temporary paralysis in other cases, and can be sexually transmitted. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.